Welcome to Riscario Radio. Would you believe this is episode 50? I'm your host, Pramod Sharma, actuary to the wealthy. You, yes, you are a genius. That's our topic this time. We'll start with a quotation from Albert Schopenhauer. Talent hits a target no one else can hit. Genius hits a target no one else can see. Ouch. Stand up if you're a genius. That's not many or any of you. At the Lynchpin session in New York City on January 15th, 2010, Seth Godin asked geniuses to rise and got the same result. He was the only one standing, but that's not because he was the speaker. That's not his way of putting us down, and no dunce caps were handed out. His question had a point. His explanation was like a Shawshank Redemption, but without us spending decades in prison. An example. Albert Einstein said, "The difference between genius and stupidity is that genius has its limits." Ouch. If you're not a genius, then who is? How about Albert Einstein? You won't get many arguments by picking him. Remember the photo of him sticking his tongue out? Only a genius, celebrity, or boor would do that. You can stick your tongue out too. You can have messy hair, or wear a messy hair wig if you don't have much hair. That's as close as most of us can get to the E equals MC squared level of genius. Luckily, there are other degrees. What genius does? Albert Einstein said, "It's not that I'm so smart, it's just that I stay with problems longer." Let's look beyond IQ and worldwide acclaim. What does a genius do? A genius solves a problem in a way no one else could. A genius gives the world something it didn't know was missing. A genius looks at a problem with fresh eyes. A genius changes the rules. Here are examples of genius in varying degrees. Velcro, which was based on burrs sticking to a dog's fur. Post-it notes, a use of glue that was too weak. Super glue, a use of a glue that was too strong. The toothbrush. Dental floss, pre-shredded cheese, the computer mouse and now the touchscreen, chocolate mixed with peanut butter, actually chocolate mixed with anything, the stapler, the spelling checker, heated car seats, a necessity or a luxury if you live in a cold wintry climate. Like Einstein, we can also work on problems longer. We can find help, which is much easier in today's interconnected world with a wealth of online information. We can then come up with our own solutions. Second chance. Are you a genius? When Seth asked near the end of his session, the entire audience stood up. We were immodest about our brilliance, but we felt uplifted. How about you? You can read Riscario Insider online at blog.riscario.com. That's R-I-S-C-A-R-I-O. And follow on Twitter. Thanks for listening.